1027.
As we enter the final stretch of the year, experts are reminding us that we have annual leave for a reason. As part of our mental health focus this month, we're looking at burnout, especially within the South African context, where working overtime is often seen as a badge of honor. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
It's become so popular and common to say, oh, I'm so stressed, I'm so burnt out, that it becomes this kind of badge of honor. It means you're doing more, you're working harder. We always want to say around the kettle at work, oh, I'm so stressed, I'm so stressed.
SADAG's Cassie Chambers says far too many of us are trying to put a positive spin on unsustainable stress levels.
But it's actually not a functional thing to be so stressed, as we're really having to manage it. And if we don't look after our stress, and if we do burn out, it has a huge impact on the people around us, our day-to-day functioning. So we mustn't wear it as a badge of honor, because you're just saying, I'm very stressed and I'm not doing anything about it.
Chairman of the South African Medical Association, Dr. Mark Heumann, has seen the effects of the workaholic culture in many of his patients.
And there's also that culture, which is a throwback from sort of post-World War II, that stiff upper lip generation, you know, pull yourself together and get on. But I think it's very important to identify when you're not coping, identify it early and make changes.
In his book, Life Less Lived, Richard Hawkey documents his journey with burnout.
The problem when you're burnt out, when your energy is so low, when your resilience, your ability to handle one more punch is gone, your ability to think clearly also starts to leave you. So making decisions is incredibly difficult.
Owner of DC Coffee, Neil Golding, attempted suicide back in 2016, and he's now trying to tackle the stigma around mental health. Neil says South Africans in particular are guilty of burning the candle at both ends.
The badge of honour is, how are you? I've been so busy, you know, it's been such a hectic month. I haven't taken leave in 3 years. And I think so much society is like, wow, this is someone to really admire, to look up to. They're using their gift, they're making a difference, but I think it's to a large extent suppressing what's happening around us.
Dr. Shai Friedland is a clinical psychologist here in Joburg. He says we seem to forget that we're human beings, not human doings.
If you do need a break, it actually is strength to take a break.
Anyone wanting to reach out for help can contact SADAG's 24-hour call centre free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.